Now it's time for 49 Voices. This week we're hearing from William Wilson in Wasilla. Wilson attended the opening of Fish Creek near Kinnick last month.
Look at the creek right now. It's crystal clear. I mean, you can see the fish. I mean, that's the kind of rivers I'd go. I'll go up to a creek and I'll look in. Hey, there's a fish. I'm going to catch it. That's why I say I go catching. I don't go fishing. And I don't go to a creek that's muddy, milky, murky, or anything like that there. To me, that's a waste of time and a waste of effort. I will not go to a river or a creek that is, you got to catch it and then turn it loose. Ain't going to happen. If I catch something, it's going home. Yeah, I'm in it for the food. If you ever go into a grocery store and price a trout, I mean, a small, what, 8-10 inch trout, it's like 11, 12 bucks. Last year, I had to actually buy fish because all the creeks were flooded, and that was very disappointing. I did not like it. As I'm fishing and harvesting, I'll leave them in the water. I gut them and put them on stringers, leave them in the water. They stay fresh. You put them up in the back, you either draw flies or some kind of critter. A lot of folks will bring ice in an ice chest. I don't like work. Why am I going to bring a cooler when I got the nets and then I got all the fish to pack? No, I put the fish in the nets and carry it over my shoulder and go. When I was a kid, we'd make our own dip nets out of homemade stuff and chicken wire. It worked. The chicken wire never collapsed, and whenever a fish went in, it stood straight up. If you like fishing, Alaska's a place to do it. I fish lower 48, you know, you catch catfish, burbot, sunfish, stuff like this. There ain't nothing better than trout and salmon.
William Wilson lives in Wasilla. 49 Voices is AK's attempt to put every Alaskan on the radio.